That's Moss.
Just Moss would be a fifth of the Mekach, would be a bit of the Mekach.
A fifth of the Mekach in terms of Mekach.
Right.
And in terms of Moss,
Shtus.
It will be Shtus.
Right.
So that's Shmuel's halacha. That what, as long as you have a shem shtus, so the shem shtus is going to be attached to the sasuk to the shem kinyan mecca. And in order to make it better for the nisana, so we choose a system that's the system that's most beneficial to him, which in this case is this system, right?
In this case is would be shtus.
Would be shtus mas. Because had we said shtus mekach,
bittel mekach,
it would be bittel mekach, and he'd lose his chus. He'd lose his chus of the kiyum mekach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So what does that say?
Vim tomar minolon. Ha Dilma,
you know, on
ha Dilma, ha having nam is just Mecca, that is just Milabar. Right? So, is he asking that maybe Rav always goes by Milabar, or?
Yeah, in other words, why do you have to change it to Moos versus Mecca? Why don't you just say that it's a question of Milabar, Milagav? Like Gemara says that. Hidur mitzvah ad shlish. So you have to pay a shlish more for hidur mitzvah. So Gemara says, is it milagav or milabar? Does it mean that you break it up into three units and you have to add a unit? Or does it mean that together with that which he pays for the hidur mitzvah comes out to three units.
Right.
Now, right?
Right. But the Gemara is just finding the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is just mekach shenidim or is just mar shenidim. And the Gemara is just giving like a hechitinsa for the machlokas. Like, where is it going to be enough for me now? So if you say Rav holds me the bar, you'll just have to work out different numbers. It's not going to be a... Won't you be able to work out a different case where they argue?
No, Malvar is always going to be the same thing as just Maus.
It depends on which direction you go.
Well, that's the next, that's his answer.
I know.
But he's assuming, let's say he's asking the question. In other words, his question is where the Lokeach was Nisana, right?
Right.
And so what's his question? Not where the Mocha was Nisana, where the Lokeach was Nisana. So
right.
His question is, why do you have to switch to a different system and say it's a question of Moos, why don't you stick with the same system of Mekach, of value, and say that the Shem Shtus can emerge either Milagav or Milabar. And Milagav would mean you charged him seven, and Milabar would mean it was worth six and you charged him seven, and Milabar will mean it was worth five and you charged him six.
So it's a question on Shmuel? Why doesn't Shmuel do it this way?
Yeah.
Okay, not a question on Rav.
No. No, because Rav. What is that? What's that? Give me the Lashon HaTosfos again.
The deeper Maskel is Rav.
I know.
Bittel Mekach.
Go. So, what's that saying?
It's Shavacham Shavashis, the Bittel Mekach, Have, Vim Tomar, Minolan Ha.
Oh, yeah, I see. He's asking, how does he know?
What?
He's asking, how does Rav know that it's Malagav?
Right.
Where do you get that from? In other words, that he's asking that according to Rav, even if you use the system of Mekach, it could still come out to one fifth.
It would be a sixth in this case, right? You could work it out.
In other words, what you're going to say is you're going to say that together with the cheating money, together with the anah, it'll come out to six units.
Right.
When would the machlokas be then? They would end up definitely when the lokeach is in the sana. Rav would be holding shtus mekach, Shmuel would be holding shtus mos, but it would end up being the same thing.
Yeah, but Shmuel wouldn't hold milabar in this according to this line of reason.
In other words, Rav holds only one system.
Right.
Shmuel holds that you could use any system that has a chalashem.
Right.
That produces a chalashem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara is saying, Tesis is asking, that according to Rav, it's true, you only want to use one system, but how does he know which system?
Which system to use?
Right.
Okay.
Maybe it's Milabar, and he'll comment that he'll agree with
Shmuel.
With Shmuel in the case from 5 to 6.
But then Shmuel would hold Milagav? If Shmuel had Milabar, then they're still not going to agree, no?
If Shmuel...
Is Shmuel going to hold Milagav? According to his question, Shmuel's going to hold Milagav, Rav's going to hold Milabar, and then they're going to agree, and that's his problem?
You want Shmuel hold?
Right. Shmuel, yeah, right.
Well, Shmuel's going to hold anyway. We have a Chalashem Shtos.
Of Milbar or Milagav?
Yes.
From Mos or Mekach, Milagav, Milbar?
He would hold any Chalashem.
Right. Okay, I hear that. Right. And he's saying maybe Rav is willing to take, I mean, he holds by Shmuel's principle, he can work out either system, just he holds just Mekach.
Right. How does Rav know that it's Milabar as opposed to Milagav? Because it seems that's a definite thing. That according to Rav, it's worth 6 and you charge him 7. Right, guys?
Right.
So he's taking the risk. How does he know? Because we have many times the Gemara asks that question. Okay. That is Milagav Milabar. So he says, why are they so sure over here that it definitely is Milagav? Why is Rav so sure over here that it's definitely Milagav?
Okay.
So what is the answer?
Yishlomar demistoma islan lemeza basar shtus shava hamekach sheono v'atos tluyavo.
Milabar. So where is your six? You say you have 6 components. When you take the shavius of the mekach and you add another component, which together, the shavis, together with the cheating element, comes out to 6. So your shtus is not a real value of the mekach. The shtus is using it as mechanics in order to give it a shame shtus. But it's not really the value of the mekach. It's not a value of shtus. You're equating, like he said very well, you're equating that 6th component with the Dmei HaMekach. In order to arrive at a 6th. But it's not Mistavar, it's a direct value system. He's right, like they said before.
Mm-hmm. Why can't Shmuel, though, do that? Choosing
why can't Shmuel?
Shmuel doesn't really care about it. Is it really a
shtus? Because Shmuel doesn't need it, because Shmuel just says that, well,
I think if Rav's going to choose one, he's going to choose the most mistaken one.
That's Rav, because that's what Rav's learning. So
Shmuel can use anything.
But Shmuel's just trying to create a shame or not to create a tie to disaster.
Right.
Why can't Shmuel use Milabar if he needs to?
Doesn't need to.
You mean there's never a case where it would help him?
No.
That might be true. there's never a case.
But the thing is, what Tyson is saying, that's correct. What Tyson is saying is it's a value. Mustafa is a value thing. So it's a value thing. So the value should be, the cheating should be based on the value. And the value should be, they take the entity which is the value, and you're charging them a 6th more of the value. Not that together with the value, it's going to be 6 units. Because like he says, you put it very well, you can't equate the value with the onah. Now you're putting them into the same category in order to create a 6th. So it's very true you'll create a shem shtus, but it's not a mekach system, it's not a value system.
Yeah. Now let's say 4 to 5.
Right? That you're looking for
mm-hmm.
is together with the Karen, so to speak, the principle.
Right. So a shtus.
So shtus means, well, just like by how much money do I have to pay extra for a hidur mitzvah?
Okay, good.
The third milagav.
Right.
Do I take the price and I add a third? It's 33%.
Right. Or do you add a half, really?
What?
Or do you really add a half to it?
Right.
And that half becomes a third of the total.
I take what I have, that much love is worth, and add a half. So that Together, it's three components.
Right.
So that makes sense when I have a chakira in terms of how much more I have to pay for either mitzvah. But over here, I'm talking about cheating. So the cheating should be the value of the chayfetz itself. The shtus should be shtus of the value of the chayfetz.
Right.
Not that the that it's going to create a shtus with the five other halakha.
Right.
Right. That's
the question. Okay, so what's the question? So when the mocher gets ripped off, because there's really worth six, right?
And so he only got
five. Right?
Right.
So that's really just milagav.
Over there, it's going to be identical. The milagav and milabar is always going to be the same there.
So what's that problem? Who cares?
So it's going to come that your system is inconsistent.
Why, if it's both milvar and milgav, then just if you're, let's say you're choosing milvar,
yeah.
So it ends up working out. I mean, it doesn't matter that it happens to be milgav as well.
Oh, yes.
I thought he was saying it's just not possible to take milvar when you're going when the mocher is in the sana.
I mean, the concept of milvar you're
yeah.
gonna have, because you can't add the onoah to the to me'amekach.
Right.
So it's always going to be milvar.
Milgav.
Milgav. It's always going to be milgav. So therefore, it's going to work.
So since milvar is just not applicable when you go down, that's why you don't choose that system. Because
right.
you're going to choose one system, so you're going to choose the system that would be for both, for the whole system of Ona.
Right. That's the process you were saying before.
When you go to milvar, you can't have.
It doesn't make sense to take it in a negative case.
Right.
The case where you can apply it is when you're adding. But when you're subtracting, you can't really take milvar.
Right, you're going to have to go to the value of 6. You have to go more gav. Exactly, that's correct. Yeah, it's not possible.
Right,
so it's always
going to
be more gav.
It's only applicable when you're adding. It's only applicable. The whole concept is just more bars.
Right.
And the Torah's cases are always where you're adding, I think.
Right.
Right.
So that's just the rule of milabar. Why can't milabar be in subtracting?
Doesn't work the right
You can't have it.
It depends.
Just
what
it's
I was
not
doing
allowed.
Was just a trick, I think.
Like it's the
because
rule.
How are you going to have milabar when you're subtracting?
Right. You know, it's not just a trick. I'm taking a fifth.
No, you're taking the.
Right.
I was just taking. I think that's just milabar.
Why is that? Can you explain
really
more
fifth.
Time why it doesn't?
So it's just a hechi.
Bar is that which will give me 6 units of the transaction together with the value, including the value.
Right.
So how can you do it when you're subtracting?
Right. So it doesn't mean anything. If you're adding or not to the original value.
Right.
But how can you can't subtract it? That's not middle bar.
Right. Right. Words. I think Mendy's right. See, over here, the thing is like this. That is true, we have this whole system of the Tata Dasasri, but the whole system is the schus of the Nisana to implement the system. If he doesn't want to, you don't do it. You don't do it with Ra also. So it's true, you have this system where it's the Tata Dasasri, the Shem Kiman Mekachot Yano. But that whole system that the Chacham established is all is chus for the Nisana. So he has to invoke the system. He has to, his complaint actualizes the system. But if he doesn't complain, the system never begins to exist because otherwise you're gonna have a funny kind of case. Well, you're doing Lura also. I want the Mekach to give me back my ear, the money she gave me. Right? So he said, no, we can't do that. That sounds like a judgment in stone. We can't do that because this is a Tatra Sasri. We can't allow it to be cheated, and therefore you can't have it. But I want it. I'll just pay back the money. Nope, sorry.
Too bad.
Okay, so yes,
therefore, what Rashi's saying is that it's true you have this whole system with the Chaloshemos, but the whole system is at the behest of the Nisana. That was the Nisana brings the system into play. He has a schus for that system. But if he doesn't want the system, so that's it. Yeah, what if the Lokeach was Nisana? It's the simplest case.
Yeah.
So if the Lokeach was Nisana, so if the Lokeach has the schus to say, it's a tarti de sasri. So the mocher also has to have the schus to say tarti de sasri. Can't give one and not the other.
Okay. What about Arishtos?
Arishtos?
What about what?
Arishtos, you give one and not the other.
Because it's not a tarti de sasri, it's a kiva mecca.
That's right.
You never get into that.
According to Rebbe?
Yeah,
because according to Rebbe, what we're saying is that the tarti de sasri exists in this case. Because it's not egregious enough. That's what we said. Because you can't take away his schus of kiyam hamekach. That's at a sixth. But at more than a sixth, we say it's an absolute tarti de sasri.
Okay.
So therefore, the lokeach has a right to invoke the absolute tarti de sasri. So you can't have a system if he could do it, so the mocher should be able to do it too. Must be able to do it too.
So you're just questioning the result, but that doesn't matter.
He should lose his rights when he charges over. Oh, no.
Function.
No, we're not punishing the guy.